Railway construction. The railway in Poland began in 1835 when a railway line from Warsaw to Zagłębie Dąbrowskie and Krakow was opened. More lines were built afterwards. Prior to World War II, there were 306 kilometers of 115 kilometers per hour rated railway lines and 2,035 kilometers of 100 kilometers per hour rated lines. Following its accession to the European Union, Poland began adapting its railway system to high-speed operations, 200 to 250 kilometers per hour, which require novel construction technologies for the railway industry. The construction of railway infrastructure comprises track structures and roadbeds, contact system equipment, the railway traffic control system, engineering, railway bridges, viaducts, tunnels, railway stations and platforms. A roadbed is a geoengineering structure built within ditches or atop banks of home soil. The top roadbed layer is the railway subgrade, and the lateral surfaces are slopes or escarpments. The roadbed takes the static and dynamic loads from the track structure exposed to vehicle traffic. A ballast-based track structure comprises a protective isolating layer made of plastic film, geotextile or openwork mesh, a ballast, which is a layer of compacted breakstone, rock aggregate, within the grain size range of 31.5 to 50 mm, laid directly underneath and between the sleepers of the railway subgrade. The layer thickness may range from 0.16 to 0.35 meters, depending on the specific sleeper type and the technical class of the track. The ballast is intended to equally transmit the loads from the sleepers to the railway subgrade, drain water from the sleepers to the subgrade edges, stabilize the sleepers, and dampen the rail vibrations transmitted to the roadbed. The breakstone is leveled, profiled, and compacted with special machinery, for example, tampers and profilers. Sleepers are beams laid across the track line and fastened with special fixtures to the rails. The sleepers take the load of the rails and traffic and disperse it into the ballast. The sleepers can be made of a variety of materials, including wood, rebar concrete, pretensioned concrete reinforced with steel strings, steel and concrete, or composite of plastic materials. Pretensioned concrete sleepers are most popular in use. Their average service life is circa 40 years. Track rails are steel shapes, the cross-section of which comprises the rail head at the top, directly in contact with vehicle wheels and adapted to the wheel section, the rail foot, which supports the rail on the sleeper, and the rail neck, a member connecting the head to the foot. Rail lengths are fastened together with rail joint bars and fish bolts. The rail lengths can also be joined by fusion or pressure welding the entire track, leaving only the free joints required by the track system design for insulated contacts or non-welded turnouts. A pair of rails resting on the sleepers and fastened to them at a defined spacing form the track, which is a railway for typical trains, trams, or underground trains. The standard rail gauge measured between the rail head centers is 1,435 meters. Other critical elements of railway construction also include railway crossings with roped traffic safety facilities and connections between separate tracks, turnouts, turntables or shifters, and track crossings. The construction of railway tracks without ballast has been increasingly popular in use, especially at railway crossings with roads, civil structures, or along platforms.